Today is Friday, January 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Houseplant Appreciation Day. You should appreciate your houseplants. It's also Save the Eagles Day, National Cut Your Energy Cost Day, National Oysters Rockefeller Day. That is one seafood that I have not. I don't think I've ever had an oyster. Maybe I have and I don't remember, because it's likely that I don't remember things. But I don't recall ever having oyster. Because from how it's described, it's slimy and snot-like. And although I do like boiled okra, which is also slimy and snot-like. So I don't necessarily have a problem with that texture in general. Last but not least, it's National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. I'm more of a milk chocolate fan than any of the dark or bitter or anything like that. However, I'm not opposed to bittersweet. Maybe in a chocolate chip cookie or in something that's very sweet and needs a little bitterness to maybe balance the flavors a little bit. So anyway, let's take a little walk and see if we've got any contact. And I remember that we did have one voicemail that I did not have time to play. And of course, Twilio wants me to log in. I was thinking that the reason that the script may not be working is Daniel messaged me last night. Not because Daniel messaged me, but this is getting to the reason why my script may not be working. Daniel messaged me last night and he said, "Hey, I'm trying to upload the level 13 episodes because he gets chastised when new episodes are not available for level 13. Although we've been getting shorter and shorter with our level 13 episodes because he and I are both getting older and ready to go to bed sooner. And he is an hour later than me. He's in Eastern and I'm in Central. And so by the time we finish recording the actual Gay Mix show, it is, let's see, we start around, it's midnight, around midnight or later his time, sometimes 12:15 Eastern. And then we start doing the after show and that's adding more time. And so, yeah, it's becoming harder. We used to do an hour easy. And it's getting harder and harder to do that. All right, so, but regardless, he messaged me and said, "Hey, I can't upload it." And I looked, and that's because the hard drive on the server was full. And I thought I had fixed that problem a couple of weeks ago because I paid for a new volume because I didn't want to go through all the trouble of resizing the server and having to, you know, take everything down, take the websites offline and do all of that. And so for now, I just added another volume. And a volume is storage. So 100 gigabytes of storage, but it gets mounted separately. So it doesn't automatically just fix the problem. And for some reason, I thought it was that DigitalOcean was just going to do some magic in the back end, but they didn't. So it didn't fix it. So I had to go in and do some Linux stuff I had to move some folders, and then I had to do a symlink from one folder, the expected var www folder, to the new mount. There you go. So I think it fixed it because I'm fingers crossed the reason it was not working. The funny thing, though, is voicemails for the Gay Mix are stored on the same server. So I don't know why the messages for Geeky Gay were not. I don't know. But I'm hoping that's the problem. We do have a text message from Mel. I am a librarian. And it says, "I'm behind on episodes. When you mentioned the ADHD test and getting sucked into coding, it reminded me that in hyperfocus, people have called it time blindness. So true. For me, it's like, it's less about not, I know what time it is. A, I'm a late night person anyway. I think I would rather function late at night than during the day. I would rather start work at, I don't know, 2 p.m. or something and finish at 10. The only reason I wouldn't want to do that is because a lot of that is my personal time to spend with Mark. So I wouldn't want to do that. But I think I focus better at night. And then I, for some reason, that I do during the daytime. But the other thing is, I love solving problems. I don't love writing documents. And most of what a product manager has to do is write all of this, is writing. Write. Figuring, making decisions. Oh my God, I have to make decisions all day long. Coding, someone is providing you with requirements and you just have to go in and technically make it happen. And with now with AI, you don't even have to know all the, sometimes the nitty gritty part of coding, syntax, and that can get boring and be like, ugh, I just want to do this thing. But now you can just ask AI, like, hey, remind me how to do XYZ. And it'll be like, oh, here it is, you know, or whatever. So it makes it a lot easier. Although it's going to make it harder to get a development job because anybody is going to be able to develop code. So it's not going to take any expertise, and it might reduce the pay for developers because everybody's basically going to be, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But we literally just had a discussion today at work about how we need to start as product managers looking at how we enable non-developers to code using AI. So it's coming, right? It's coming. The ADHD, I don't know. I've just always thought, the way I pick up hobbies randomly, but then drop them, and I, it's like I see a squirrel. I'm like, oh, now I'm going to 3D print something. Oh, now I'm going to write a script. Oh, now I'm going to write a do a podcast. Oh, you know, and so it's just, I just want, and how I have trouble focusing, especially on things that I find boring, but that's not really ADHD, I don't guess. But anyway, it's not, I don't know. I just mentioned it. Hey, is there any other in the list of mental illnesses that I could possibly have other than anxiety and people pleaserness? Is there anything else that we could add to the list? Trauma. So let's listen to the other voicemail. It's only 27 seconds, so we should be fine.
Okay, this is call number 2 from Tony. I just wanted to add that, yeah, I just use the bathtub just to soak. I don't get in there to clean myself, really. I mean, I may wash my face in there, and that's pretty much it. But, yeah, it's just a soaking time. Yeah. Okay. I might add more later. Who knows? Okay, bye.
Okay. I mean, what? Tell us more about your baths, Tony. I don't mind. Well, thank you for your call, Tony. Yeah, I couldn't fit in both yesterday, but he was talking about baths yesterday because I had mentioned that I don't think men especially like taking baths after they get to be an adult. Or there are some men who think it's not a manly slash adult thing to do. And I could be wrong, but I've gotten that impression from somewhere. I didn't just pull it out of my butthole. But anyway, thank you for that information, Tony. Yeah, it is true that when I was a child, I used to take a bath to get clean. Now I take a bath mostly for the relaxation of soaking in hot water. So you're right, but I will, if I'm like, hey, I'm going to get in the bath, I will soap up and rinse off and all of that stuff, because why not? Why not get clean while you're in there as well? But what I will do is I will, because my shower is right next to my tub in the same room with, because again, porn shower, I just jump out of the tub and turn on the shower. I jump out of the tub. Did I say tub? I jump out of the tub, turn on the shower, rinse, and then I'm done. So if I was soaking in my own filth, which I'm a clean person, I shower, I bathe and or shower every day. But if I was soaking in my own filth, then that should take care of it. Sometimes I don't, though. If I'm just getting in there to soak, like let's say I don't feel good, like I'm sick and I don't feel good, I'll just jump. I'll just be like, man, I need to just soak in some hot water. And so I'll fill it up and I'll soak, and maybe I don't rinse off after that. I don't rinse off after getting in the hot tub. All right, well, it's been snowing here today a little bit. It started around 1:30 and it snowed probably till 3:30 or 4. Then it kind of started flitting out, kind of just reducing. Right now, there's not any snow coming down. And we have just a dusting right now because it was that really fine snow. And also, for whatever reason, even though it's been below freezing almost the entire week, it, especially on the streets, it all melted. So, but it's supposed to start snowing again around 7 p.m. and snow all the way until tomorrow morning, till Friday morning. So we'll let you know next week how much snow we got here in Taneytown, Arkansas. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.